You're not being motzi to people in Vaychulu. 003, Wednesday night.
What? She was reading the newsletters. Yeah. After, like, what? What did that? I didn't see that it was in the news.
Okay. Next week, I'm going to write in the newsletter that the Rockettes are coming in to perform between Mincha and Meir. And like nobody will say a word. Nobody will say a word. Like nobody will even notice it. Sif Zion. Sif Zion. We're starting from Sif Zion again. We're doing Sif Zion. And this is based on the Gemara in Brachas of Dalet Amud Beis, that the Maila of Ashrei is the fact that it's Aleph Beis. How many times a day do you say Ashrei?
Five times
to
Ashrei?
Well, you don't say it three times. How many years are you saying it?
How many years have I saying it? 20 years.
Okay, virtually every Pasuk, the second part of the Pasuk starts with a Vav. With what exceptions? No. Which Pasukim don't have a Vav in the middle?
Aleph?
Oh, no.
I don't know.
You can even go do it fast. Chanun v'rachum Hashem erech apayim ruch. Is it? Korav Hashem l'chol korav l'chol Hashem yikru v'amez. It's on your way of yet. Oh no, that's me, sorry. That's it, just those two. Ches. Ches and Kuf. Ches and Kuf don't have a vav in the middle. These are very capitalistic things. The Svarim talk about it. What? You spelled the Kahana
wrong.
Ches and Kuf. The point wasn't to make a joke. The point is that it's brought down the Svarim. Why? Everything is very, very gecheshben. As I told you, the tour is a gecheshben for the amount of words in a bracha. Yedidya, which two psukim in Ashrei don't have a vav in the middle? Don't have a vav in the middle of
the second half.
The second half does not begin with a vav. Two psukim in Ashrei do not. Ashrei doesn't count. That doesn't count either.
I can think.
Yeah.
Can I think?
If you think, then you.
If I think it's not.
If you think and you don't get it, that's pretty bad.
No, okay. If I think I get it for sure.
Okay. What?
So it's the fifth one.
I don't have it
like this. Okay.
So the to us, kabbonah means what the words mean. Even though kabbonah could mean a lot more than that. Kabbonah could mean a lot more than that. But for us, it's certainly enough if we think what the words mean. The reason is because the Gemara in Bracha says that Dalet Amud Beis. But that's really the Maila. That's the Maila of Ashrei is Psechas Yodecha. That's why it's such an important thing. Psechas Yodecha is Pitocho, it's Parnosa. That's an extremely chosh of a thing. And if you could focus on that and believe it, the Imloki vein, it's so important that if you're not Mechavin, Tzorech Lachzor Uliomro Pa'am Acheres. So we saw yesterday, what does it mean, Lachzor Uliomro Pa'am Acheres? If you realize before the end of Ashrei that you didn't say it with Kavanah, you go back to Pesachas Yodecha and you say straight from there. From the Mishnah Brura, it's Mashma, that even if you started the Halalukas and you remembered in the middle of the second Halalukah, so really you should have to go back to Pesachas Yodecha and continue straight from there and say the Halalukas over again. Why is it mashma from the Mishnah Berurah like that? Because he says if you started the halukas and you have no time to go back, so wait till after davening and then just say from Pesachas Yodecha till the end of the mizmor. Ramayshin the Tshuva says that this really doesn't make any sense, because first of all, what do you mean you don't have time? Even if you're davening l'chadchila, so you could skip the halalukas if you don't have time. So why should this be worse than when you're davening and you have kavana and you don't have time, you skip the halalukas? So what does it mean you don't have time? What time don't you have? You're not going to make Shemoneh Esrei B'tzibur. So you can just skip the halalukas. It's like, why in the world should you have to say the halalukas? Then Rav Moshe says that b'chal doesn't make sense. Now if you said it, you would have to say with the halalukas. So wait till after davening and then just say it from Pesach Es Yodecha till the end of Ashrei. Like what is that? Like what's that all about? That doesn't make sense. Anybody listening? Anybody with me? The rockets are here. Uh-huh. Yeah, what? So Rav Moshe says, I don't remember if Rav Moshe argues or says the Mishnah Berurah doesn't mean that, even though the Lashon is mashma like that. You do not have to go, if you're in the middle of the halalukas, also you just have to go back and say Pesach Es Yodecha till the end of the mizmor. Because there's no din of Lamafreya, there's no din of Kesidron, so you would just do that. But he means you're deeper into davening, and now if you go back, you're going to miss Shemoneh Esrei, so wait till after davening. Even though it's hard for us to imagine how no time can you have that you can't say from Pesach Es Yodecha till the end of Ashrei. It takes around 0.002 seconds, if that. So what do you mean you have no time? But, you know, it's hard to imagine you don't have time. But okay. So the chiddush of the Mechaber and the Mishnah Berurah, though, is you could say either extreme. Really, you could say you just have to say the pasuk of Pesach Es Yodecha over again, or you could say that you have to say the whole Ashrei over again. If you forget a bracha in Shemoneh Esrei, let's say, so you have to say the whole Shemoneh Esrei over again. So Pesach Es Yodecha needs kavana. It would not be illogical to say you have to say the whole Ashrei over again, and it wouldn't be illogical to say just that you have to just say that pasuk over again. So the chiddush is that the Mishnah Berurah Chayadam weighs in the middle. You have to say from Pesach till the end. Okay, so that's just then. What? It's what? The Gemara in Bracha says that the Chashivas of Ashrei is the Aleph days and Pesach Es Yodecha.
Would you move the first Shab? If you didn't have Kavana,
yeah.
You don't care about the first Monday, about the Aleph days?
We don't follow that Shita. I think the Levush says like that. That we follow the Mishnah Berurah. Forget about the first part of Ashrei. I don't want to know how to break the news, but you're supposed to have kavana by the whole Ashrei. And I don't know how to break the news, but you're supposed to have kavana by the whole davening. It doesn't say it anywhere, so like you'll challenge me. Maybe only by Pesach Es Yodecha. It says before, Tzorech Lechavi Meposach Pesach Es Yodecha. It's mashma nowhere else. You have to have kavana. So Beir Shemachaber, what do you want from me? The Amlov Kivan, okay. So we spoke out to Mishnah Berurah. By the way, the thing about Panosamoti is in Sifkot and Tezvav in the Mishnah Berurah. Okay. Hagah. The Oimrim Pasuk V'anachnu Nevarech Ko Achar Tehillo L'David. There's two reasons for that. One is to end with Halleluka, to create a Sharsheres of Hallelukas, as it's called. And then you'll say, oh great, so by Mincha I don't have to say it. And the second reason is because since if you say Tilo Ladovid Gimel Pomim B'chol Yom Mukaf Lo Yishuben Alam Abba, that for sure means with Kabona. So you want to say, "Ooh, V'Anachnu Nevarech Ko Mi'atov V'Yad Olam." Amram ben Olam Abba, I said Ashrei properly. That's the other reason. We continue. The Koflin Posakol Anashoma Talel Ko, the Vishu Sol Tsuke de Zimra, it means the essence of Tsuke de Zimra. Koloimer Halel Yehi Chelki, the Gemara says in Shabbos, in Goimri Halel Bechol Yom. And the Gemara ends up that it's talking about the Halalukas, Tsuke de Zimra. So, we want to signify the end of the essence of Tsuke de Zimra, which is Ashrei. You shouldn't get nervous that we call it Ashrei. Natilo Ladod. The Gemara also calls it Ashrei in a few places. Why? The Gemara calls it Ashrei. So it's a minig kodum to add those psukim. Tosfos in Brachos says we add Ashrei Yoshua Yisachar Yalulu Chosela because that pasuk is what the pasuk that teaches us that you're supposed to come to shul, contemplate, be shoya shoa achas koydim atfila, and think about davening. So that's Ashrei Yoshua. It's learned out from Ashrei Yoshua Yisachar. Tosfos in Brachos, the fifth perek, says that that's why we add it to Tilo L'David. Why do we say Ashrei Am Shekachalo, Ashrei Am Shashem Elokav? We want to Ashrei, Ashrei, Ashrei. We say, oh, I said three times Ashrei. V'chein Pozuk Hashem Yimloch V'yolom Boed. Because that really ends up also, in a sense, Tzukin de Zimra. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sefkot Yud Zayin of Hashem Ha'ari Kozlu, Sheishlema Gam Keng Targum Pozuk Zeh. The Hainu Shnayim, the Hainu Shnayim Yoim Armikra Vecho Targum. Okay. Kishayesh Loima Pozuk Zeh Ki Vosus Paro Shagam Parsha Zu. A Pozuk Zu, it should be Meikar Ashira. Uvashem Agro Kosu Shaloi Loima Ki Vo. Okay, that's already a Shaila if that's part of the Shira or not. Mi Kamoicha, the Mishnah Berurah says. Tinyana hachov de gusha. Avol mi chamoicha kambo v'chein kol atzmoicha tamana Hashem mi chamoicha hachov refuyu. What's this all about? After an aleph, a hey, a vav, or a yud, the next letter is refuya, not de gusha, usually. Except if this is one of the thousands of exceptions. That's aleph, hey, vav, yud. So after the word mi, mem yud, should be cha. Not k. So you say mi chamocha b'olam Hashem. Oh, but mi chamocha. We don't want to say micha by Shiras Hayom because micha was a bad guy. He crossed over the Yamsuf with Avodah Zarah. He was a bad guy. He was a Moshe. He was Hashem's answer to Moshe Rabbeinu, who saw injustice in the world. So Hashem said, okay, we'll pick one kid, we'll see what happens. And he grew up to be a terrible stain on Bnei Yisrael. Maybe he made the Egel. And Ali Shor, he had that Pesach from Moshe Rabbeinu. Kitza, we don't want to be soimich the word Micha to the word Hashem. So we say, Micha Mocha Bo Elim Hashem, and then we're going to say Micha. We don't want to do that. So, as I state, so we say Micha. What? Well, I'm sorry, I can't help that. What did you hear? Okay. The reason we don't mind by the first Micha Mocha is because it's not near Hashem Hashem. Micha Mocha Bo'elam Hashem. We interrupt it with the word Bo'elam. The reason we don't care about Kolat Smoisoi Tamarna Hashem Micha Mocha is because it's not in the Shira. We only care about the Shira. That's crossing over Yamsuf was when Micha was a troublemaker. Okay, Amzu Go'olto Hagimul Degusha. Again, after the Vav, it shouldn't be Degusha. Why is it Degusha? I don't know. It has to do with it. It might sound like something. I'm not sure what. I saw some things. I don't want to say over. It's not going to mean anything to you anyway. So it's not going to mean anything to you. And anyway, you don't even know what. Nobody here says Go'olto. Except maybe a pagro. I don't know. Does he do it when he's davening? I don't know. Yidnu Ka'aven. Again, it's after a vav. What are you saying Ka'aven for? It should be Ka'aven. So there's a reason it shouldn't sound like Yidnu Ka'aven. They will compare you to an oven. Yesh lahatzik bein b'mayim bein adirim. Shahadirim koyal mitzrayim. Everybody knows this, or they think they know it. Actually, it's machlokes rishonim. Many rishonim. No, it's not. No, it's not. The Gemara says, as a medrash, or maybe a Gemara that says what? Yavoy Adirim. There's no raya from that Gemara. Many Rishonim learn that indeed it goes on the Mayim. But it's okay. Mishnah Berurah, you did, you leave me alone. Many Rishonim and Chumash say it goes on the Mayim. Mishnah Berurah says not like that. I'm aware of that Gemara. I told it to you. Afal pi kein, many Rishonim say it goes on the Mayim. I just said over a certain Mitzius that many Rishonim say it goes on the Mayim. Okay, some Rishonim. Okay? The Yom HaShir Sayom B'Simcha. Do you say it B'Simcha? The Yadama B'Dayt Dekila Boso Ayom Ober Bayom Oimer B'Simcha Moichu Moya Kolo B'Noisov. We don't believe these things. Why do I say that? Because if we believed it, we would do it. We'd have to be foolish not to do it. But we're usually in a rush if we say it at all. Some people are thinking, what's Shiva Sayom? Wasn't that of one of the settlements in Aza that they destroyed? What's Shiva Sayom? Shemagia, what? Kishemagia, Kishemagia, and both say we don't daven properly. Kishemagia, Leva'ato, Hashem Elokeinu, Modim Anachnu Loch. You see, nobody even here popped up and said there's a mistake in the print here. It shouldn't say Hashem. Oh, the prophet b'chol koyma lefenechos ishtachad be'er ein lishchois ulehishtachad v'yishon k'dol kamo mitzim en kuf yud gimel. Chazal were very mocked, but you only bow down where they were misaking to bow down. It's mechzei ki you are wrong if you bow down in more places than they were misaking. They weren't misaking in these places. V'noag ulamo k'she'omrim boruch she'omar. Okay. If you ever go to the Sfarda Shaminyan, you'll see what the Mishnah Berurah talks about in Sifkot and Yudches, that they all stand up and say, Hashem Elech, Hashem Oloch, Hashem Yimloch, Yolam Boed. I didn't do that good. But they stand up and they say that pasuk. Mishnah Berurah has them only saying it on Shabbos. No. Yeah. I don't know. The Syrian shul where I daven, when I go to America, I daven. I Nates and I have Bichus Klanim. They all stand up every day and they say Hashem Melech. I don't know where. It's not in my siddur. I have a feeling they leave it out of Yichvot and they have it like before Pesukim Zimra starts. Anyway, you stand up by Baruch Sheomar. Minog, no Avulamo, do you say Baruch Sheomar? By Baruch David, the din, or I should say the minog. The minig, but the minig of standing up by Baruch David is only until Atohu Hashem Elokim, inclusive of those words. Malum Hashem Tevartecha, Atohu Hashem Elokim, then you can sit down, no one does. We're afraid it might take us an extra second if we sat down. We have the momentum, we're going, we're moving, we're up to Shir Sayom, we're zipping away. We don't have time to sit down. If we sit down, it might break the momentum. Barizal gave stokko when he said, Vata Moshe Bakol. Okay, B'yishtabach. The girl, by the way, holds, Me'ikar Adin, you stand up for nothing. You sit for everything. Except maybe the chazan, I think he holds, stands up. Lo Mishaneh. If you go to Zilberman, do what the natives do. Just watch what everybody else is doing and you do it too. Except if they sneeze, don't sneeze. That doesn't include sneezing. To stand up now. It's a minute that people start standing up then. It's just a preparation. People stand up for the whole Shira Sayom, too.
No, it's the Usher.
What?
The Usher. Well, that's when you give
it to you. By what?
The Usher. Instead of.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, that's why the Ari was poor his whole life. He gave it the wrong place. Sivches, ein omrim hazmiruz b'merutza kiyam b'nachas. Now, what does b'merutza mean? Shelo yadalek shum teva. You shouldn't skip any words. Okay, that we could maybe handle. Below yavliyim, don't swallow the words. Don't. If two consonants are together, just like by kriyashma, ba'adu tem meheira, don't put two words together that'll change the way the word sounds. Enunciate every syllable carefully. Like he's counting money. And it doesn't mean with the machine in the bank that goes. It doesn't mean with that machine. It means the way you do it when you're counting the bar mitzvah presents, when you're counting the bills. This is why you need a 100-minute minyan. Just to say, look at the zimmer you need. The kodesh of Yudah Achazit Mishainim Malubish Haydev is followed the base of the Chorev Benachas. I guess he means you're going to daven fast because it's cold. So daven at home slow. The Tzorech Yom of the Kamen Sumin and Beis, I'm not sure. That's what the word Tzoloi Mishamach Masakor Eino Yochol Lechavin Gam Betfilas Yudches Karoi. Avadi, you shouldn't miss davening with a minion because of that. Anyway, it's a din. You're supposed to daven slowly, Psukkah de Zimra, like you're counting money, enunciating every word. You're supposed to think what it means, believe it or not. Matt, how do you know Hashem's happy with you? Which pasuk says Hashem's happy with you? You say it every day. Yichvod Hashem liolam, yismach Hashem b'ma'asov. Yomai say Hashem. Hashem's happy with you. That's going to be with the 100-minute minyan fizzled out. Mizmo l'soda yesh la'omra b'negina, in a lilting tone of voice. You should be happy when you say it. It's a tremendous shvach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's like bringing a carbon toda. You should say it with a smile, with a song, with a tune. Shekol Ashiros Ashiros Libotel Chutz Mi Mizmo l'soda. That's not so clear. Sometimes it says kolat filos asidos libotel chutz mi mizmo l'soida, kol karbonos chutz mi toda. But even that statement means karbonos of chet, chatos, osham, maybe even ola. And also it says in some occurrences kolat filos, also davening for tzara, no more tzaras. But kol ashiros asidos libotel, I'm not acquainted with the source of that statement and why that should be true. And why Mizmo L'Soda, yes. So they explain it in Sforim, Slechem, and Chometz, Tov and Ra, and we'll understand about the Tov and the Ra. Okay. Hagah. But it is like bringing a Korban Toda. So they know me Mizmo L'Soda, B'Shabbos B'Yonta, when you wouldn't bring a Korban Toda. O B'Mei Pesach, Shein Toda, Kreva B'Em B'Shem Chometz, even Chalamoyim. Because of the din of Ein Mevi'in Kachim LeBeis HaPsul, so no korban was ever brought. If you were Ma'ed Zman Achiloso, so if you can't bring, you don't bring a korban Toda on Erev Pesach, or for that matter on Erev Yom Kippur, because you're Ma'ed Zman Achiloso, and you're not supposed to do that according to the way we paskin. Many people, most people, virtually all people I know, stand up for Mizmo L'Soda. It's a big shayla if you have to or not. We had in a previous siman. Sure. We had in a previous siman a shayla if you should stand up when you say karbonos. Some say yes, because if you bring a carbon, you have to stand. Some say no, you're not even a kohen. What do you have to stand for? Here you throw. What? Yeah. Shvita. Who says you have to stand by shvita? Maybe you don't. I don't know. Anyway, it's a shayla, it's a machlaikas. I'm not going to resolve it. It's a shayla, it's a machlaikas. The Mishabur's note that you don't have to stand. By Mizmo L'Soda, maybe it's a little heavier, so you stand. I don't know. My minig is to stand. I think people in general do stand. My son was in Yeshiva Katana. He stood up for Mizmo L'Soda. So he got, he got like, they thought he was fooling around in the middle of davening. He had a very understanding Rosh Hashiva, as you can imagine. Very good with kids. I'm not kidding, by the way. He went off the deep end. He thought he was like dancing around during davening. The kid was standing up to say Mizmo L'Soda. She was, he apologized to me afterwards. He said he never heard of anyone standing up for Mizmo L'Soda.
Is that
Yeah, I said that's why you're a Rosh Hashiva, not a Poisek. Finally, comments from the Tokhov test. He wasn't much of a Rosh Hashiva either. Don't worry. Lloyd Berev Yom Kippur. Erev Yom Kippur has the same problem. Finally, comments from the Tofresh Dalit. The Chayn Ogubim Dinus Eilu, not to say it in these days. There was apparently a minig not to say Bivu the Soda on Erev Tisha B'Av and Tisha B'Av. So, why not? When there was a Beis HaMikdash, they brought Karbonos. Then someone else suggests they mean because it was a Yom Tiv, it's too happy a day, you don't say it. L'maisa, we do say it. It was a sad day. Some Achronim suggest that the Pshat and Dishit is at that time, it's a sad day. So you don't say it. Yeah. And then the Mishnah Berurah brings out on the last line that on Yom Tov also you say Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos. So when you're adding Pesukei Dezimra, the special Mizmorim, so Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos should also be added. I remember there was a shul on the east side when I was growing up, I was a little kid. They skipped it. So, now normally they wouldn't skip it. Because these people were Amaratzim, like Holocaust survivors. They didn't, so they just davened what's in the Siddur. So like, how do they know to skip it? So it was borrowed to me that they knew the Mishnah Berurah, but they just remembered it wrong. Truth is not to skip it. They knew the Mishnah Berurah said something about Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos on Yom Tov. So that was the only rational explanation I can come up with. Because normally these guys say what's in the Siddur, they don't know. But here someone once told them probably there's a Mishnah Berurah about saying Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos on Yom Tov. So they figured you have to skip it. You skipped it. The Mishnah Berurah says not to skip it. Maybe they wanted to be Mechazik to have a Min of the Mishnah Berurah. Did you? I'd like to ask you something. Is Shlomo Weiss coming tonight? Do you have any idea?
I gave him the
list. Oh, you gave it to him. I think I want to change the talus and tefillin mincha. In other words,